This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one, and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
Welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm Dave Nelson, your host, and for the next 60 minutes, we'll explore the history of rock and roll from a vinyl point of view. In a world where B-sides and album cuts predominate, along with, at times, some not-so-subtle commentary, involving everything from the blues of the 30s to today's newest releases. We've been tasked with a massive responsibility, the origins of the music we love. So let's get started. We're back with the Ohio homegrown rock and roll history timeline. It's 1986. And we're starting with a singer-songwriter from Cleveland that managed to do something nearly every previous musician of that genre has failed to do. Break out of the hometown market, get signed by a major, release an inaugural LP that goes platinum, a top 15 single, and if that wasn't enough, a Grammy for Best New Artist. The elusive animal that's a nationally successful Cleveland musician was Mark Cohn. This graduate of Beechwood High and an Oberlin College alum ended up in New York as a demo and a recording session backing singer, the latter securing him a job with fellow Clevelander Tracy Chapman on her second LP, and subsequently the interest of her label Atlantic, which directly led to the aforementioned LP, single, and Grammy. Although recording probably hundreds of songs, only one bearing his name was released. Previous to the LP, a single billed as a musical tribute to Cleveland and its people, Heart of the City, all proceeds of which went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
There's a feeling in the air. It's the beat of the city, and you know it's there. It gets inside of your soul. Winding days into nights, it's moving to a new beat, long after.
Yeah.
There were two more uncredited recordings, both of which appeared on the Andrew Lloyd Webber rock musical Starlight Express soundtrack. One Rock and Roll Too Many and Pumping Iron. Here's the former.
One rock and roll too many, one night sleep too few. Too much ringing that bell takes its toll out of you. The sound's too loud, the light's too bright. My chains are too heavy and my pants are too tight. Well, one rock and roll too many, it takes its toll out of you. Of the wrist makes you twist, twist and shout. Too many strobes and that laser beams. Got too many nightmares and not enough dreams. One rock and roll too many, it takes its toll.
Aforementioned top 15 single was Walking in Memphis. Mark was concerned the song would be considered another Elvis tribute, but in reality was autobiographical. The second single from the self-titled album was Silver Thunderbird, another big-time favorite of mine, as was the Willie Dixon cover 29 Ways. Here's a shameless combination of the Walking in Memphis meditation demo intro and the demo with an alternate outro found only on the 2016 release Evolution of a Record and the LP version of Silver Thunderbird. Here it is, an internationally approved reason to to be Ohio proud.
One long love.
watched it coming up Winslow down South Park Boulevard. It was looking good from tail to hood. Great big fins and painted steel. Man, it looked just like the Batmobile with my old man behind the wheel. Well, you could hardly even see him in all of that chrome. The man with the plan and the pocket comb. But every night it carried him home. And I could hear him saying, don't you give me no Buick. Son, you must take my word. If there's a God in heaven, he's got a silver Thunderbird. You can keep your Eldorados and the foreign cars absurd. Me, I wanna go down in a silver Thunderbird. Got up every morning while I was still asleep. But I remember the sound of him shuffling around right before the crack of dawn. It's when I heard him turn the motor on. But when I got up, they were gone. Down the road in the rain and snow, the man and his machine would go. For the secrets that old car would know. Sometimes I hear him saying, don't you give me no Buick. Son, you must take my word. If there's a God in heaven, he's got a silver Thunderbird. You can keep your Eldorados and the foreign cars absurd. Silver Thunderbird. Ah. Ah. Machine would go. All the secrets that old car would know. I still hear him saying, don't you give me no Buick. Son, you must take my word. If there's a God up in heaven, he's got a silver Thunderbird. You can keep your Eldorado.
You can take my word.
Cars absurd. Me, I wanna go down in a silver Thunderbird.
Me,
I wanna go down in a silver Thunderbird.
The next four studio LPs wouldn't repeat the popularity of the first, although two did manage to appear in the top 100, one of which, the 1998 release Burning the Days, uncharacteristically included one cover, a Harry Nilsson cut, Turn On Your Radio, Cohn's version of which was originally included on a Nilsson tribute LP titled For the Love of Harry in 1995. Mark's most recent was a digital-only release, The Coldest Corner in the World, written for the feature documentary Tree Man from 2014. Here are both.
I don't know where where I'm going. Now that I am gone, I hope the wind that's blowing helps me carry on. But turn on your radio, baby, and listen to my song. Turn on your nightlight, baby, baby, I'm gone. It happened, and now that I am gone, I hope I never hear it, baby, just in case I'm wrong. Turn on your record player, listen to my song. Turn on your nightlight, baby, baby, I'm gone, really gone. I don't know where life's going, but soon it will be gone. I hope the wind that's blowing helps me carry on. I turn on your radio, baby, listen to my song. I turn on the nightlight, baby, baby, I'm gone. Turn on your record player. Turn on your record player. Turn on your record player. And listen to my song. Turn on. Everybody had a heart, yeah. Everybody had a good time. Everybody had a wet dream. Everybody saw the sunshine. Everybody had a good year. Everybody let their hair down. Everybody put their socks up. Everybody put their foot down.
Turn on your record player.
Listen, listen.
Turn on your record player. Turn on your record player.
Well, the man says the front is moving in. It's coming from the Arctic on a bone-chilling wind. That ain't news to me, it's the way it's always been. Cause I live on the coldest corner in the world. The tree man came down from Canada today. He smiles at me and now I know the winter's here to stay. But I don't need no pine tree to remind me anyway. Cause I live on the coldest corner in the world. Somebody help me, help me please. I'm suspended in a deep freeze. And I don't need the savior, I need 85 degrees. And a woman who loves me. Thank you. dipping off the river? Is it the wind or something else that makes me shiver? It don't matter anyway, 'cause I know soon I'll be delivered from the coldest corner in the world. Somebody help me. I'm suspended in a deep freeze, and I don't need the savior, I need 85 degrees and a woman who loves me.
Mark wasn't the only Cleveland singer-songwriter that year to get signed to a major, although the platinum album, hit single, and Grammy still apply. Enter David Wilcox. Born in Mentor, an alum of Antioch College, he was exceptionally prolific, releasing 21 LPs, the most recently being 2018. The first album from 1987 was Night Shift Watchman, found on the Song of the Woods label of Black Mountain, North Carolina. Here's the title cut.
I'm the night shift watchman for the planet. 5 days a week I watch the tube. 5 nights a week I'm watching radar. Easy job with nothing much to do. Waiting in my air-conditioned office, down 1,000 feet below the sand, looking at the lines upon my fingers, thinking of the power in my hand. If I do my job is over. If I start my day, my days are through. And if I set to work, my work is over. Soon as I begin, we'll all be through. I'm the night shift watchman. I'm the night shift watchman. Watching for some movement in the heavens, waiting on some action down below. When it comes, I'll follow my directions. When it comes, it's time for us to go. 'Cause if I do my job is over. If I start my days are through. If I set to work, my work is over. Soon as I begin, we'll all be through. I'm the night shift watchman. I'm the night shift watchman. Well, I have a hand that looks a lot like your hand. I have a heart that feels the same as you. And I have a house and family on the surface. Someone's got to do this job I do. I'm the night shift watchman. I'm the night shift watchman. I'm the night shift watchman. I'm the night shift watchman.
Two more tracks from Mr. Wilcox, from 1991's Home Again album, Covert War, and from his newest, The View from the Edge, Everything I Think, I Know, I Think.
Dear Mom and Dad, here's why I can't come home. 'Cause I can talk with either one of you just fine when it's either one alone. But the Thanksgiving table is going to be pulled out bigger. If we talk at all, then one of you will pull the I used to run those battle lines, trying to smooth over what got said, trying to get a medal, trying to get some shrapnel in my head. I thought it was my duty to plead and to implore, but I caught too much crossfire in your covert war. Television talks and fills the air, so you don't have to start. You claim your territories in the rooms upstairs to keep yourselves apart. Holy days, they bring us all together after so much left unsaid. You taught us well not to kick under the table, kick under your breath instead. And I used to stand between you, trying to smooth over what God said, trying to get a medal, trying to get some shrapnel in my head. Thought it was my duty to plead and to implore, but I caught too much crossfire of your covert war. Of course there will be anger where the love is strong, spilled like gasoline. Crude, but it's a power we can draw upon if it fuels the right machine. I love you and I'd never want to see you bleed when comments cut like steel. So to hold your fire, I'd block the shot and take the hit for you as if I could not feel. I thought they passed right through me, and I had no scars to hide. Now I open up and try to love and find they're still inside. 'Cause I used to run those battle lines, trying to plead, to implore, please won't you hold the ceasefire out a little longer until the next uproar. It on in childhood, but I can't take it no more. 'Cause I caught too much crossfire in your covert war.
This is The Vinyl Garage.
I'm not afraid to second guess when following my GPS. I'm not about to steer down a cliff. The
road has changed, my map is wrong, it's clear and plain. The bridge is gone, but what's it take to veer from the brink? Everything I know, I think. Everything I know, I think. Everything I think I see that tricks my eye, convinces me my reasoning sometimes just stinks. Like everything I think I know when calling you a so-and-so, but everything can change in a blink. And everything I know, I think. Tit for tat turns to hate, and fallacies accumulate, and anger hides the facts that I lack. I push away the doubt I feel, prepare to die for some ideal, saying stuff I can't take back. Speeding up my heart attack. My own belief of what is right was proof enough to start the fight, relying on the weakest of links. But war is long, condemned to be repeating lines from history. The lines are drawn in blood and ink. And everything I know, I think. But fight or flight is not my fate. They're chemicals that I create. They conjure up a phantom of shame. And my ideas can terrorize when certainty is their disguise. They turn the keys to drive me insane. I terrify my heart with brain. And all the harm that's done remains. But I found a way to set me free. I think it through like therapy. But I don't need to pay for a shrink. Before I talk, I wait instead. I listen first inside my head to everything I know. I think I know, and maybe I just smile and wink. 'Cause everything I know, everything I know, everything I know, I think.
Another Word for Love was the B-side to the band's Separate Checks only self-release single. A very Blondie-ish track, thanks to the lead vocals of La Ferrell. She's ex of Cleveland's Leisure.
Now that it's over. took you in my arms. I swear I never felt so real. I'm never gonna give you up. I'll never give in to you. I've been away too long while you were changing too. Now that it's over, it doesn't feel quite as bad. Now that it's over, now that it's over, it doesn't feel quite as bad. I don't know whether I can tell you.
Next up, the ladies filling all the positions in the indie rock band Skrull got quite the following in the Columbus area, releasing 6 LPs, 4 singles, and an EP in the 12 years they were together.
Tell me what I say.
The balance of Skrull's LPs included 2 on London's Rough Trade, a New York indie label, Simple Machines, and 2 on a major, Elektra, an accomplishment that didn't go over well with the fan base, who accused them of selling out. From one of those, their final, Nature Film, the cut Standing Around.
Behind me, you're waiting for me. trembling lips spoke no lies. And I held you close while heaven and the stars gave way. Hey, love doesn't fade away. It stays in your
and the Twist-Offs with Another Day from their Working for Bugs EP. And two cuts that prove that Euro synth pop stuff had a following in Cleveland with Serious Nature and the Pony Boys. You didn't think the Pony Boys would be a rock band, did you? Rescue Me was the first of two singles by Serious Nature found on the Ski Cats label. And the Pony Boys cut Don't Love Me in Vain from a six-track EP, Rondelays and Murder Hymns on After Hours. We're closing the show with proof that not only was Euro synth alive, but so was funk synth. The JD Current Band is example. Their Work This Way singles recorded at Beechwood and self-released. There you have it. A perfectly good hour of your life listening to me. The Vinyl Garage applauds your discerning taste. Questions, comments, undying allegiance, or complete disdain can be directed at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com or Facebook/Vinyl Garage Show. So until next time, this is Dave Nelson. As always, thanks for listening. I'm going to be